Turn it for The Drive with Robin Ross.
Robin Ross, thank you so much.
On the line this afternoon, we've got Dr. Donald Fick, who is a doctor who helps the rich and famous. he's part of the team that looks after the contestants on Idols. Dr. Donnie, welcome to the show this afternoon. Thank you for your time.
It is my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We wanted to have a chat because this week is International Men's Health Week, not the magazine cover with the abs and the pecs.
I would never make it. I would never make it, Donnie, if that was the case.
Listen, just in terms of men getting checked the way we in theory should, in your experience, is that a thing that happens enough?
No, not at all. Compared to women who are brought up from an early age to do breast self-examinations, go for their pap smears, they sort of in the routine of getting physical checks done quite often, men don't do that at all. Their visits to a doctor is very directive. So it's either they're sick or they have a problem, and that's when they'll come and see us. But never for screening purposes, never for general checkups. Why you often catch it when it's too late, because men aren't just in that routine of getting checked up.
Yeah, that makes complete sense, because, I mean, if you're a young woman, you know, you're sort of going from to the gynecologist from an early age. You're checking for breast cancer from an early age. And as guys, we just don't do that. I mean, I was trying to cast my head back for the last proper screening that I had, and I've just turned 40. And it was probably, you know, for an insurance purpose at some point in the vague past, but that's probably too long ago. From what age do you recommend that men start screening themselves? And are there certain sort of age markers where certain things come into play?
I would say from as soon as you are a teenager, you should get checked up, because testicular cancer is a very young man's disease. So I don't see why women are checking for breast cancer, which can affect all ages, but men don't check for testicular cancer, which happens in your late teens, early 20s. So it's more of a younger man's disease than it is an older man's disease. So I'd say as soon as you are conscious enough of your body, you should get certain things checked up. Maybe not necessarily coming to the doctor, but getting the education as to how to self-screen at home, how to check for masses in your testicles, lumps, those kind of things. I said education, like we've been doing with women for very long, just education, educating men that there are these conditions that can happen early on in life or throughout your life, and you don't necessarily have to come to a doctor all the time, but checking these things at home or just being conscious of it is already a big win.
We actually got a message in from one of our listeners who said that it was so important to actually make sure that you do get checked, because he one day just kind of started feeling a bit sick, and then it turned out that he had a massively clogged artery and then had a heart attack. And he's in his 40s, mid to late 40s, and it was something that he wasn't expecting.
I mean, just if you cast your mind to like the news or to like social media, how many times do you hear stories of men just collapsing at home, dying from big heart attacks or strokes? Just because cardiovascular risk and cardiovascular disease is much more prevalent amongst men, yet we don't check these things out until we've had an event, until we've had the heart attack. That's when we start taking it seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I remember being educated when I was younger about, you know, what to look for in a breast cancer screening. And when you're touching breasts and feel for, and I was never told the same about my own testicles.
Mm.
So I think health promotion is so important. And that's why these conversations are so important, because we can talk about these things, get the message out there that you need to look after yourself. And maybe this is why Men's Health Week is such a good idea. Because men don't talk about health problems like women do.
No,
I mean,
no.
Women will talk about their cervical cancer screening or their pap smears or their breast cancer test amongst themselves. But men will never talk about these things.
Yeah, it's true. What in your experience, I mean, I know the big ones come to mind, obviously, you know, cardiovascular issues, strokes, heart attacks, cancer, obviously. What are the things that we should be paying attention to? What are the prevalent things? Is it prostate cancer? Where should we be looking?
So colon cancer is still very high up on that risk. Obviously, as you said, all cardiovascular disease. Skin cancers on the prevalence as well. Moles, lesions all over your skin. You should not take those things lightly at all. Diabetes, prostate cancer obviously being the obvious one. But just your general health. And then the big thing that's come to fore, especially amongst men, is your mental health. You should maybe talk about that as well and get that checked out. If you're not okay mentally, also men have a much higher suicide risk than women do. So if you're not okay mentally, also go and get that checked out.
Yeah. So that actually kind of leans into the point of women speak about their health problems. And I think women are also more likely to talk about if there is a mental health issue. But is there like a roadworthy test that men can take their bodies to? Like at 30, you must go do this. At 35, yeah. you must go do this. Like every 2 years, this. I feel like there isn't really as much of a schedule around that kind of thing as there is for women.
Yeah. If there is one, I've never heard it.
So what I encourage my patients to do in my GP practice is like once a year from the age of 30 to come and get an ECG done, which is to check your heart, check your blood pressure, check your sugar, cholesterol, do what we call a full blood count, kidney function test, liver function test. That's kind of Donnie's recipe from the age of 30. And obviously, if we notice any abnormalities, then we'll act upon those and maybe bring you back sooner, check other things. Or if you've got a strong family history of something, like if there's a very strong family history of prostate cancer or diabetes, then obviously we'd be more aggressive when checking or treating those conditions.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense just to have them scheduled. And then I suppose you've got a baseline of information to refer back to. So go, okay, well, your blood pressure comparison to last year is better or it's worse or you need to do more exercise because you need sort of a benchmark.
A trend. Yeah, it's so important to watch that trend as well. And that's why we encourage people say, yeah, go and see your GP. I mean, we have lots of patients like that, but year on year, we try and encourage. We often usually see them for something else. We'll see them for a flu, for example, and we'll notice, ooh, your blood pressure is a little bit high. And then we'll have the conversation, have you ever had this checked? And they'll be like, no, we've never. Do you have a family history of blood pressure issues? Yes, my dad had high blood pressure, had a heart attack in his 40s. I was like, that is enough reason for you to come back. I was like, please come back next week when you're healthy and we'll schedule this full checkup or this roadworthy, as you said.
Yeah, roadworthy is the right term. And obviously, you know, things have come on a long way since, I mean, I'm 40 now. I still think about medicine for grown-ups, quote unquote, the way I did when I heard about it for my parents, you know. But like, I mean, I understand there's still a lot of fear around things like you mentioned prostate cancer. Like guys don't want to go for the finger examination, but that's not necessarily how it's done anymore.
Well, there are blood tests, obviously, but there's a lot of clinical parameters around there. Like, what is your risk factors? What are your symptoms? Is it just a screening? What is your family history? But the first port of call, usually in a young male of 40, is a blood test and not the finger. But what I was always taught at university was, if you don't put your finger in it later on down the line, you're going to put your foot in it. So just rather get the
Oh, I love that. So what do you think is the major barrier to people actually going to get their health checked? That we always just think, oh, no, I'm going to be fine.
I think it is denial, and that we're going to be young forever. Like as Rob said, I'm also 40, and how did this happen? 20 years flew by, and you're like, I'm still young, but actually, you know, time moves on, and we're not as young. So I think males have that more than women, that like a bit more bravado, a bit more like, no, we're young and indestructible. Whereas, as I said, like time's moved on, and we've just turned 40. So I think it is, and also lack of education, like lack of education and awareness would be the main thing.
Yeah, so it's important to go and get these things done. So, I mean, in your opinion, it would just be worth, you know, going along to your GP regularly and going, hey, I haven't done one of these things before. Can we do a generic test, a generic batch of tests, look at my health overall, and then tell me when I need to come back for the next round of things?
Exactly. And every GP will know exactly what to do. And I think we're all in the same ballpark when it comes to the tests that do get done.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's often very much a thing that only happens for your insurance. You know, every now and again, your insurance company says, listen, we need you to have a general screening X, Y, Z. And then often you won't even get feedback on that. You'll just get a premium adjustment.
Exactly. I mean, we don't even get those results back. The doctor that's doing the insurance, just either you hear from your broker or you don't hear from your broker.
Yeah, I'd rather my health be given to me by somebody who cares about my health than by somebody who wants to adjust a premium.
Yeah.
Very fair point.
Dr. Donnie, what are you specifically doing for International Men's Health Week? Is there some kind of thing you're running at your practice? Is there something that you're posting on your social media? Because you're quite active there. So what are you doing that we can kind of keep up with and follow through for this week?
So obviously we've got a lot of our patients in the GP practice already, what I'd like to say, in the system in terms of getting their checks done. But the one big white elephant in the room at the moment is men and their mental health. So on social media, I'm trying to talk a lot about that. Men and depression, men and anxiety, men and substance abuse. Like things we don't talk about at all. And for me, that's become a big passion, dare I say. to just try and break down those barriers of communication, to just get men talking about that. Like, we are all under pressure. We all live in South Africa. You cannot be mentally okay if you live on planet Earth, but especially in South Africa. We all have challenges that we face. So we need to talk about those things instead of sweeping it under the carpet. And all of these things have a knock-on effect.
Yeah.
The more stressed you are, the more anxious you are, the higher your blood pressure, the higher your cardiovascular risk, the more you drink, the more you smoke, the more it has detrimental effects on your health. So we'll start at a place of, are you okay? But are you really okay?
Yeah, and that's, it's a fascinating thing, because I've talked about this a lot as well. I've had my own issues going through a lot of drama, and I know how it physically affected me. And I think a lot of people don't draw that comparison between this thing. Work is causing me stress. It's causing me anxiety. There's financial pressure. There's the family. I feel bad. I feel stressed. I feel tight. That takes a physical toll on your body. You know, that pushes up your blood pressure. It's going to lead to physical issues as well. And I think there's often such a disconnect between what's happening in your brain and what's happening in your body, as if they're two different things, and they're not.
Exactly. As if they're living in two different areas, but they're not. They're the same organism.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it's such a pity that often, you know, you'll say, hey, go and get a health checkup, go and get your prostate check, go and check for blood pressure markers and so on. If you need a statin, take a statin, kind of thing. But people will be unwilling to go, actually, if I just sat and breathed for a couple of minutes every day and took control of my blood pressure like that, if I did some yoga, if I did some mindfulness, now all of a sudden it's airy-fairy and not cool or not manly. But actually these things help.
Yeah, that's exactly the problem. Like, what do you mean I have to wear lycra and go do yoga? That's not very manly. That's not, like, can't do that at all. But there's old school stigma that we need to get rid of. I think that's the big problem.
Definitely.
Men don't cry. Men are indestructible, like, you know, we're the man. We don't have cardiovascular issues. We cannot possibly have cancer. We're going to live forever. That's kind of a man's way of thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's definitely a need for an integration of your mental health and your physical health. Mm. And I think as hard as that process is to kind of get going and to bring the two things together, that split is, I think, the cause of a lot of, like, problems.
Yeah. And you know what I find interesting about it is, if you say it like that, somebody might hear that, you know, oh, you need to be XYZ. And a lot of men are going, but my stress comes from the surroundings and the people I have to look after. You know, it's not about me. It's about me doing for everyone else. But the point is, for you to do for everyone else to the maximum of your capacity, you need to look after yourself as well.
I mean, isn't there this big thing of, like, I think it's planted on social media, and I've got my own opinions about them at times as well, of, like, put yourself first, self-care, self-first. And I believe there's a place where, and why not this place, where self-care means actually taking care of yourself. Self-care doesn't mean necessarily going on a holiday or, you know,
going to a spa.
Having a fancy dinner. It actually starts with what is caring for yourself, and what better way than doing that than checking after your physical and mental well-being?
Yeah, 100%. It's not, I think people hear that phrase and you feel, we actually hear, we hear self-indulgence. We don't hear care. And that's what's actually important. You are caring for yourself, and that's a normal thing, and everyone should be comfortable doing that.
I think you're right. We've got it blurred. We confuse care with indulgence. You're right. Self-care doesn't mean going and having a flamboyant dinner with your friends. It actually starts with looking after your physical and mental health.
Yeah, and if that has to start with a couple of minutes of quiet breathing and putting some sunscreen on in the morning, it's actually practical, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. 100, and it's all these things, like moisturizing creams, men don't do. They don't believe you should wear sunblock until you go to a rugby or a cricket game. You should put on sunscreen every day. And it's just about breaking down those stereotypical cultural ways we were brought up, and just realizing that we live in 2023 and there's a whole new outlook on healthcare, and it's not the way we used to do things when I was a teenager.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've got a partner who, you know, tells me about SPF all the time, and I also don't do it, and I should also be better. So I'm going to try and put that on and learn that as a routine, try and add some sunscreen to my life. Doc,
I was about to say, the more we talk about it, the more people will listen. And it's just, My wife's a school teacher, so she just tells me, Donnie, repetition, people will eventually get it. If you just keep reminding them, they'll do it.
Well, repetition, it's been an absolutely fantastic opportunity to chat to you. One parting shot, Doc. Give our men some advice.
Talk about your mental health and put on sunscreen. Those would be my two take-home messages.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah. Doc, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
My pleasure.
Really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Only on Jacaranda FM. Weekdays from 4 to 7.